They kicked off the Buy Alabama's Best campaign on Wednesday. If you would like to buy local, just look for the Buy Alabama's Best logo on packaging. And patients from Children's of Alabama got a preview of the SLE Rodeo last night. The Miracle Rodeo has raised over $100,000 for Children's of Alabama over the years. The rodeo kicks off tonight. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
He learned to pitch in your backyard. Now his team's coming over to celebrate their high school championship. So you need to patch those bare spots fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington's been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
Right now at Kohl's, shop hundreds of epic deals. No coupons needed. Plus, get Kohl's cash. Women's tees, $6.99. Young men's graphic tees, 2 for $16. Jumping Beans tops and bottoms, starting at $5. Nike and Adidas shoes, $49.99. The Power Air Fryer XL, $99.99. The Big One bath towel or pillow, 3 for $10. It's not your everyday sale. Right now at Kohl's. Select styles. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. Creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Basements flood, security systems quit. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Last year alone, 41 million people lost power for an average of 5 days. And with severe storms becoming a common occurrence, it's only going to get worse. So how can you take back control? A Generac home standby generator protects your home against power outages every second of every day, all year long, ready to automatically supply power to your home within seconds of an outage, whether you're home or away. And because it runs on either natural gas or LP, you won't have to wait in line to buy gasoline ever. Control your power, control your life with a Generac home standby generator.
With affordable financing options available, now's the perfect time for Mr. Electric to install an automatic standby generator in your home. And remember, Mr. Electric provides maintenance for backup generators too. For more information, call Mr. Electric of Montgomery today.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We stand on a lonely, windswept point on the northern shore of France. But 40 years ago at this moment, the air was dense with smoke and the cries of men, and the air was filled with the crack of rifle fire and the roar of cannon. Here in Normandy, the rescue began. At dawn on the morning of the 6th of June, 1944.
62 of the Rangers who scaled the cliffs there at Pointe aux Hopes. Now back 40 years later to the scene of their heroic action.
These are the boys of Pointe aux Hopes. These are the men who took the cliffs.
It was a very moving experience. They were what General Marshall called our secret weapon, the best damn kids in the world. Where do we find them? Where do we find such men? And the answer came almost as quickly as I'd asked the question. Where we've always found them in this country. On the farms, the shops, the stores and the offices. They just are the product of the freest society the world has ever known. Someday, Liz, I'll go back, said Private First Class Peter Robert Zanetta of the 37th Engineer Combat Battalion and first assault wave to hit Omaha Beach. Lisa Zanetta Hen began her story by quoting her father who promised that he would return to Normandy. She ended with a promise to her father who died 8 years ago of cancer. I'm going there, Dad. And I'll see the beaches and the barricades and the monuments. I'll see the graves and I'll put flowers there just like you wanted to do. I'll feel all the things you made me feel through your stories and your eyes. I'll never forget what you went through, Dad, nor will I let anyone else forget. And Dad, I'll always be proud. Through the words of his loving daughter, who is here with us today, a D-Day veteran has shown us the meaning of this day far better than any president can. It is enough for us to say about Private Zanetta and all the men of honor and courage who fought beside him 4 decades ago, we will always remember. We will always be proud. We will always be prepared so we may be always free.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. Stock market is down 4.25 points. And let me say what the temperature is. 73 degrees. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself. The one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
How are we doing today, big guy?
I'm doing really well.
That's good. Did you go with top down?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
There you go.
Opened up News and Views in Berenstead for a second and then drove over to the bank when he got here. And top down weather feels good.
Oh, man, I'm liking that. Liking that a lot. 272-9228. First time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Excuse me. We didn't do the drawing yesterday, did we?
No, we did not.
So we need to do that. I'm going to have to queue up my computer.
There are three people in the drawing, yes.
And anybody can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. And what's in that gift basket? It's $60 worth of goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Now, I livened up my morning this morning for my protein drink. I did a strawberry smoothie.
Ooh.
So I got some smoothie mix and put it in there. And then with the protein, and it was real thick, and chopped up the strawberries and mixed it up. It was delicious. The flavor is just pops out at you,
right?
Because they're so fresh and so good. And you can get those now down at Sweet Creek Farm Market, and they're really, really, really good. I get down there pretty fast to make sure they don't run out before the weekend. I think they've got another load coming in for the weekend. Let's start out with Beto O'Rourke doing his announcement. This is going to be a stop and go, my friend.
Amy and I are happy to share with you that I'm running to serve you as the next president of the United States of America. This is a defining moment of truth for this country and for every single one of us. The challenges that we face right now, the interconnected crises in our economy, our democracy, and our climate have never been greater, and they will either consume us or they will afford us the greatest opportunity to unleash the genius of the United States of America. In other words, this moment of peril produces perhaps the greatest moment of promise for this country and for everyone inside of it.
Can you stop it right there for me, please? This moment of peril that we're in right now. We're in a moment of peril right now.
Oh, yeah. All right. It feels perilous.
It feels. Doesn't it feel perilous?
Oh, yeah.
This is, Democrats kind of do this gloom and doom. Everything's gloomy. Everything's bad. Or Trump's bad, and so therefore everything is bad. Keep going.
Perhaps the greatest moment of promise for this country and for everyone inside of it. We can begin by fixing our democracy and ensuring that our government
fixing
works
our democracy.
For everyone and not just for corporations. We can invest in the dignity of those who work and those who seek to work. We can ensure that every single American can see a doctor and be well enough to live to their full potential. And all of us, wherever you live, can acknowledge that if immigration is a problem, it's the best possible problem for this country to have. And we should ensure that there are lawful paths to work, to be with family, and to flee persecution. We can listen to and lift up rural America. We can work on real justice reform and confront the hard truths of slavery and segregation and suppression in these United States of America. We can reassert our global leadership and end these decades-long wars and be there for every woman and man who has served in them.
That is incredible. So he kind of hit the reparation kind of note here. But if immigration is our biggest problem, it's the best problem we could have. So he thinks that the best problem we could have is having illegals coming into this country illegally. Not on immigration status, not on visas, not on passports, just sneaking into, that's the best problem we could possibly have. This guy's incredible. I sent you an email.
All right.
Keep going.
Perhaps most importantly of all, because our very existence depends on it, we can unleash the ingenuity and creativity of millions of Americans who want to ensure that we squarely confront the challenge of climate change before it's too late. This is going to be a positive campaign that seeks to bring out the very best from every single one of us, that seeks to unite a very divided country. We saw the power of this in Texas, where people allowed no difference, however great or however small, to stand between them and divide us, whether it was religion or gender or income or geography. We put our labels and our differences aside to come together for the only thing that matters, the future of this country and the generations that will follow us. Over the coming days, I'm going to travel this country and listen to those who I seek to serve, to understand from your perspective how we can best meet these challenges. On March 30th, I will be back here in El Paso, Texas, and I invite you to join us in a kickoff for this campaign. But even if you cannot be here on March 30th, I still want your help organizing where you live, bringing in friends and family and neighbors to the greatest grassroots campaign this country has ever seen. There's a lot more to come, but I want to leave you with this. The only way for us to live up to the promise of America is to give it our all and to give it for all of us. We are truly now, more than ever, the last great hope of Earth. At this moment of maximum peril and maximum potential, let's show ourselves and those who will succeed us in this great country just who we are and what we can do. Thank you.
Boy, he's going to save us, Joey.
From maximum peril.
Maximum peril. We're the last best great hope on Earth. Mm-hmm. That sounds very, very familiar to a Reagan theme that was there. But he sees it as the country. And the problem is you've got Trump supporters that are part of that country that would make it great and save the, and basically stop the Earth from falling into peril, but not through, you know, the big green deal type deal. He wants to pull up border walls. He wants to tear them down. We're going to get into his what he believes in just a moment in his positions. That's to stop and go. Let's go to Michael. Michael, welcome on board the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan. Just a quick comment. You were talking about the dire peril.
Yes.
The only peril that I can see is the newly democratically controlled House. Nancy Pelosi and those other strident, vitriolic voices, they're very extreme. Those folks have used the same term to accuse some of us of being extreme. I think that's the peril, is that if they had any chance of succeeding at their radical agenda, that would be our peril.
I tend to agree with you. I think the fact that they put their party and their power over the country is one of the big things that is the problem. And I really worry when I hear a candidate that I'm the guy who's going to fix something that is a perceived problem. And the problem isn't the things that you and I would think are problems, such as putting country first, but it's people that believe the type of things that Donald Trump believes in. That's what the problem is.
Yeah. Well, the commentary you were making and the things that you were catching on there were spot on. A lot of folks are very impressed with style, and it was, those were, if you weren't listening, you might be impressed with what he said. It was very appealing. Very attractive, except when you did what you just did.
And that's what happens, is people listen for the feeling that they get from something versus analyzing what he's saying and the facts behind it.
Yeah, big difference. Well, appreciate you. Good show.
Thanks, Michael. Appreciate it.
All right.
let's do the drawing, then let's continue on with this discussion of Beto O'Rourke running for president.
And this is the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. We
Correct.
Forgot to do it yesterday, so we're doing it now. And the winner is Doug.
Doug, you need to call me at 272-9228 so I can hook you up, my friend. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Let me do this. Let me go. Let's reset this. Let's go to a break. Come back. I want to talk more about Beto O'Rourke running. I'm going to be back right after this.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hello, this is David Ernest with Ernest Financial. And just like Ernest Financial makes lots of money for our clients, Blue Water has helped us make lots of money for our company. You cannot go wrong with advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and we have some exciting news to share from Brubaker, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Prattville and Montgomery. The 2019 Ram truck was named Motor Trend's 2019 Truck of the Year with the most hauling and towing capability ever. The 2019 Ram truck is the perfect combination of grit and grace. It's loaded with best-in-class features and more space, more storage, and more technology than ever before. And hang on, the good news just keeps coming. The Jeep Wrangler has been named Motor Trend's 2019 SUV of the year. The legendary icon embraces its classic style and blazes its own path to modernization. The all-new 2019 Jeep Wrangler is packed with new features, including updated technology, design, and performance. Come and test drive the 2019 Ram truck, Motor Trend's Truck of the Year, or the 2019 Jeep Wrangler, Motor Trend's SUV of the Year, and experience the Brubaker difference. Better vehicles, better service, better pricing.
It's a better buy at Brubaker.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. The Dan Morris Show.
Hey, 272-9228, this way we are. Wayne gets in this afternoon. Have you heard a Rich report?
No, I can double check it, though. I have a bad habit of when we play the news reports, I try to get things done in the breaks. But I can pull up in the trusty Rich Thomas weather app here.
While you're doing that, this is some Fox and Friends that are going to be talking about Beto O'Rourke's policies, and he's pretty extreme. Listen in.
This is a defining moment of truth for this country and for every single one of us. The challenges that we face right now, the interconnected crises in our economy, our democracy, and our climate have never been greater. And they will either consume us or they will afford us the greatest opportunity to unleash the genius of the United States of America. This is going to be a positive campaign that seeks to bring out the very best from every single one of us, that seeks to unite a very divided country.
The former Texas congressman served three terms in the Congress, throwing his hat in the ring after losing his congressional campaign to Senator Ted Cruz last year. As you can see right there, he is the 12th Democrat to officially declare a presidential run. Stand by, though. There could be double that number before it's all
over. Right. It seems like the media is firmly in his corner, and Barack Obama met with him in November. Maybe he'll have the Obama machine behind him. Beto became a political celebrity by turning to social media, especially in Texas. He mobilized a lot of young voters as well as minorities. He'll kick off his campaign March 30th in El Paso, Texas.
And he says in this article in Vanity Fair, he's on the front page of front cover of Vanity Fair, and he talks about how he realized he had a gift. He and his wife and their third campaign tour or their third campaign event, they realized he doesn't need a script. He just goes up there on stage and he just says whatever comes to mind. He says he takes questions and realized that he was able to do this and have a gift and how he wants to unite Republicans. But when you look at how he votes, these are some of his positions: anti-border wall, voted against ICE, voted against Kate's Law, voted against Trump tax cuts, support single-payer health care, voted against restrictions on late-term abortions, voted against sanctioning Iran, and called law enforcement the new Jim Crow.
Three ago, Ainslie, you mentioned he voted against restrictions on late-term abortions, which means he's for late-term abortion, which, as we have seen in the last month and a half, when you look at the public surveys, a majority of Americans do not feel good about late-term abortion, particularly what we've heard, what was going on down in the Commonwealth of Virginia and here in New York.
I mean, he's pretty right. Late-term abortions, voted against ICE, wants to tear down the wall. Immigration is our, if it's our biggest problem, is the best problem we could have. Oh, God. Also, and you're going to get this out of the Newt Gingrich cut on him next. Actually, what we might want to do is go to Newt Gingrich now. It's, he spent $80 million in Texas against Ted Cruz's $40 million.
Wow.
That's amazing. And so, and he thinks, you know, this is his time. This is, he was made for, he was born for this, he said. So he's got an exceptional ego. Let's do this. Let's go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, and by the way, I have your weather report from the Rich Thomas weather app. It looks like in terms of rain, only a 10%, 20% chance throughout most of the day and early evening, but around 9, really 10 o'clock tonight, there will be scattered thunderstorms and almost 100% chance of rain into the late night, early morning, overnight. And then it'll be cloudy tomorrow. And so, not too bad. The rain will be at the evening time.
Yeah, not too bad at all. Let's do this. Let's play the Beto O'Rourke's first appearance. This is just a piece of it that was this morning in Iowa.
Some of it that's in the air right now. Can we make it? I don't know. It's up to every single one of us. Do you want to make it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because your kids, my kids, you know, Ulysses, who in 2050 is going to be just about my age, it's going to be looking back on this moment in 2019 in Keokuk and every moment thereafter to judge what we did or what we failed to do. Because his kids, be thinking about all of us, his kids' life, whether they can even breathe, is dependent on what we do right now. So some will criticize the Green New Deal for being too bold.
Even seeing if we can breathe. And I tell you, this gloom and doom stuff is just, it doesn't work. It does not work. And I mean, he has this bright, happy message kind of thing, that this brightness to him. But when you start doing all this heavy dealing, that everything is a tragedy and we're the ones that have to save it, which is kind of where Barack Obama went, but he was more, we're not blue America, red America, we're all Americans type thing. That was a unifying message. He's trying to throw a unifying message with a death knell in it, that you're going to die if you don't do this. So this is Newt Gingrich talking about Beto O'Rourke. This is good.
46-year-old Beto O'Rourke, who last time he ran for anything lost to Ted Cruz down in Texas, has announced this morning he is running for president in 2020. So let's bring in Newt Gingrich, former Speaker of the House. So what do you think about Beto?
I think it's a free country. I mean, everybody should follow their destiny, and his destiny is to keep losing.
The Vanity Fair sees the JFK quality in him, sees the likability of Jimmy Carter, the O'Shucks Jimmy Carter attitude. Do you see the same thing?
I don't know. I mean, does Beto carry empty suitcases? Which Jimmy Carter did to prove he's...
Did he really? I didn't know that.
His suitcases were always empty.
But he
felt like a common guy, you know?
I think
Beto O'Rourke is one of the great examples of the left talking itself into hysteria. This guy gets, $80 million, runs against Ted Cruz, and loses. At which point, the left goes, boy, that was a great race.
But he got close in Texas, which has not been blue in a long time.
Right, it was very exciting. He got close. But I just want to make the point. And he loses. Now, he can't carry his home state, and he wouldn't carry his home state against Trump.
That's, and I agree with that. I don't think he would against Trump. I think Ted Cruz just has some baggage that happened that some of the Trump supporters weren't helping him out as much as they should have. There was definitely a ballot drop-off between Trump and Ted Cruz. Soulja Boy, David, hang on for me. Going to be back with you right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Yeah. Yeah.
to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need
money. From our super secret studio that now has TV cameras and lights in it, it's the Health and Wealth Show. Now, here's your host, the guardian of your greenbacks, it's David Ernest.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio.
Oh, wait a minute, David. You're not Rusty. I'm Rusty.
I know I'm not Rusty.
My bad. Go ahead.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio. We are going to be on television.
On ABC 32.
So tune in or call me at 279-7431 for all your financial needs.
And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show, weeknights at 7 p.m. right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV. And watch for us on TV on ABC 32. David's the pretty one.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. The president defending his declaration of a national emergency to raise money for his southern border wall, even as senators gear up to vote on a rebuke of it.
Probably have to veto, and it's not going to be overturned, and we're going to have our whole thing. It's been, the legal scholars all say it's totally constitutional.
Speaking at the White House.
Presidential candidate and New York Democrat Senator Kirsten Gillibrand going after the president on Twitter, writing, "The real national emergency we're facing is a president who would cheat our Constitution and force taxpayers to pay billions for a racist, pointless campaign promise."
Fox's Mike Emanuel. Meanwhile, a ruling on a defamation lawsuit against the president. A New York appeals court ruling he's not immune from the suit filed by former Apprentice contestant Summer Zervos, who accused him of unwanted kissing and groping. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Weather changes on the way. For today, breezy and warm. Risk of a shower or thunderstorm somewhere in the area this afternoon. High around 79. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight. Maybe a couple of stronger storms, especially later on tonight. Overnight low 60. Tomorrow, risk of a shower or thunderstorm early. Otherwise, cooler tomorrow with a high temperature in the middle 60s up to only about 59. A breezy day Saturday. And then into the 30s on Saturday night. First thing Sunday morning for an overnight low. Sunday's high around 64 with mostly sunny skies. A cool weekend forecast. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASC Credit Union, offering 90-day no-pay auto loans. Buy that ride today and pay nothing for 90 days. Offer expires March 31st, 2019. Other terms and conditions may apply, subject to change without notice. Contact a representative for further details. Equal opportunity lender. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your credit union.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.27292228, that's where we are. You know, we're a talk show, so I normally don't read text, but Delta Hotel sent an interesting one. It says, Beta sounds like a leader in a sci-fi movie warning us of invading aliens from outer space. I love it. And let's go to, here's a Beta O'Rourke supporter, Soulja Boy.
Woo-hoo, you bet.
Not. Yeah, he's singing your song, isn't he?
Oh, yes. I got so excited when I watched them. I'm going to watch the reruns of the Leprechaun series movie.
I like that.
Yeah, especially when he goes into the hood. That's my favorite one.
Love it.
Hey, here's an interesting thing. I was reading on the internet last night. He was on the front cover of Vanity Fair this month.
Yep.
Did you see that poor little lab in the corner of the picture? He looks like he's so depressed he doesn't want to be with them.
This
have you seen his eyes? Poor dog's like, do I really have to be here?
Yeah, really.
Even the dog doesn't even want to be with me. And I read a lot of the inside the article, and they made it sound like he was Christ-like.
Yeah, exactly. And let me tell you something. You want to talk to Middle America, definitely talk to him through Vanity Fair.
That's talking to the pulse of America.
Yeah, that is so elitist. It is so elitist.
Oh, my God. I mean, they talked about crucifixion. They talked about that he's too good to be a politician. He's too great of a human being to run and get in that mud.
Wait, Soldier Boy, back up. What was the first thing you said? They talked about crucifixion?
They mentioned the word in the articles. I forgot how they used it, but they used the word crucify or crucifixion.
Oh, Lord.
That's what I said.
And what context?
I forgot what the context was, because they even talked about it last night on Fox News. It was Laura Ingraham on the Ingraham channel. She was talking about it last night. And you talked about that $80 million, right?
Right.
How much of that come from out of state?
The overwhelming majority.
I would love to see the percentage of what came from Texas, from Ted Cruz, versus what came from Mr. O'Rourke.
And let me tell you, these folks, particularly the ones that are on the liberal side, even though Elizabeth Warren says she's really a capitalist and not a socialist, they are going to have to light into him. And he said he's going to run the most positive campaign that's ever been run. I can guarantee you he's not. And his positive campaign, by his definition, is going to be criticizing the Trump administration.
Well, I heard also, too, the rumors, too, that he's getting in this race for one purpose and one purpose only. They're going to try to put him on a ticket as a vice president with Biden.
Yeah, I don't think Biden would, you know, that would be the youth to old ratio would be too high. I think Kamala Harris would be Biden's choice.
Well, I got a problem with Mr. Biden. I hope Mr. Trump brings this up. If not, I'm going to have to write it on the card and give it to him if he has to debate him. Do you remember that case where, I guess it was a female Secret Service, and the Me Too people ought to be listening to this, and I know they listen to your show, Dan.
There you go.
They do. Everybody listens
to you. Well, I know. Joey and I were just talking about what you're about to say. Go ahead.
When he was running around his pool and butt naked?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was swimming with a female Secret Service agent, standing post. In other words, they're out, they're near there making sure he's okay. He is swimming naked. Now, I make a prediction. I think some woman is going to come out and saying that he sexually harassed me or made inappropriate gestures, and I think if you get two, that's enough.
Yep.
Or you think that's just the tip of the ice?
I just know that
Creepy Joe.
You know what happens is when you do those kind of creepy things like the kiss, the little peck of the little girl and the coons swearing in, the Secret Service agent, the shoulder hands on the shoulder of the Supreme Court justice that they were swearing in. Those kind of things are the things that, no, actually it was Senate being sworn in. Those are the things that if you do those kind of things, there's a lot more. If you do those things in public, there's a lot more that you do in private.
Oh, but hold on, Soldier Boy. I just found the small paragraph from the Vanity Fair write-up on Francis. That's what I like to call him, Francis O'Rourke.
Robert Francis O'Rourke.
Mm-hmm.
Beto's not even his name.
And here's where the crucified comment comes in. But unlike Trump, O'Rourke can appear almost too innocent to be a politician, too decent, too wholesome. The very reason he became popular, also the same reason he could be crucified on the national stage. I tell O'Rourke that perhaps he's too normal to be president, and he says, whether you meant it or not, I take that as a compliment. Oh, God, I want to throw up in my mouth.
I'm crying my tears. I can't pull over the side of the road. I need some music. I need some soap opera elevator music.
Man.
But I guess I read that article pretty accurate.
Yeah,
that,
you did. Good job.
That
good
word.
Yep.
I'm going to be like you, Dan. Just the facts.
There you go.
That Sergeant Friday from Dragnet. Just the facts.
Ma'am, just the facts.
I used to love that show.
Joey wasn't even alive then. Soldier Boy, thanks for the telephone call.
Yeah, have a great day, Zach.
You too. Here's another Robert Francis O'Rourke supporter, David. David, welcome aboard.
Can't breathe in 2050. I can't breathe now for throwing up in my mouth. I could see him if he by some far miracle was to win the presidency, he would mirror Obama, except he'd stand up there and say, I'm the one who I have waited for, instead of we're the ones who we have waited for.
Yeah, exactly. His famous speech in Chicago.
Oh, my gosh. I threw up in my mouth then. But, you know, the whole thing, and him running against Cruz was kind of a mirroring of what it's going to be with Trump this go-round. It's not going to be, they're not going to be espousing the positive of their viewpoint, just like Beto didn't when he was running against Cruz. The people who were giving him all that money didn't love Beto. They just hated Ted Cruz.
Right, exactly
and
right.
That's exactly the way it's going to be this go-round with Trump. It's not going to be that they so love whoever's running against Trump, but it's just going to be, we hate Trump. And I just don't see that as a winning, you know, way. So I don't know what you think on that.
Yeah, I think what's going to happen is, and you're going to hear it in some of these other things that we're going to be talking about today, but everything to them is doom and gloom. Everything is going wrong. Nothing is going right. The economy is depressed. You heard Beto O'Rourke say that.
Yeah,
the jobs, people can't get jobs. You had 3.8% unemployment. Right. You have the highest employed block of people in the history of the country. You have a stock market that is going crazy. You've got businesses that are really starting to take off now. You can't sit there and talk about doom and gloom when reality is it's good.
Yeah. And if our economy is in peril now, what was it when Trump took office from Obama?
Bingo.
You know, so I just, you know, you can short term a negative, you know, thing like that of, you know, we hate Trump kind of a thing. But I just can't see them running a campaign for nearly a year with that as their moniker, you know, and be successful at it. I just don't see it.
Well, and he, when he goes to a place like Iowa, and it really was interesting because he's very animated. He's sitting there and saying, we need to, and what he's doing is he's pointing his fingers at his chest, which really means I. And the crowd is sitting there, and he's doing this very animated piece, and it just doesn't, they're not getting excited about it. They're not. You can tell. I mean, I've done enough of these things. When the crowd is engaged, what they look like. They did not. They went to go see him. They didn't necessarily like what he said, in my humble opinion.
Yeah, and it's very much the same as when you hear Elizabeth Warren speak, or Kamala Harris, or, you know, really Cory Booker, any of those. They're really all of the same cut of cloth, or, you know, AOC or any of those. You know, the people, you know, they like what they're hearing because it's simply that, again, we hate Trump.
Yeah.
No matter what you say, it's going to come out, we hate Trump.
Well, and, you know, I'm not sure how well Joe Biden is going to do, because I think he's going to get on the stage, and if they're going to do the debates as a drawing, like they said that they were going to do, and you have to have a certain percentage to get in the drawing, I think that Joe Biden is going to be asked questions about the new Green Deal and border wall and things like that. And the answer he is going to give is not going to be suitable for the Democrat far left progressive wing.
Yeah. And again, it's like I said the other day, you know, Joe's the conservative of the bunch.
I know.
Which just scared the living daylights out of you.
Yeah, really. Really.
So anyway, have a great one, Dave.
Thanks, David. Appreciate the telephone call. Good conversation. Let's go to Cooper. Cooper, welcome aboard the Damar Show on a Thursday. Thumbs up Thursday. See a police officer, give him a big thumbs up.
If I see one?
If you see one. One's probably delivering a warrant to you right now.
If I see one, I'm going to keep my eyes straight ahead. Beto, I think the main attraction he's got going for him is the strength. He bears a resemblance to Robert Kennedy. I think that's what they're in love with.
Yeah, he does.
He looks a lot like Robert Kennedy.
He does. He's got that that, you know, smile and the hair, and, you know, he's got the energy.
Like, yep.
So,
but I think in the end, for the Democrats, he's going to be the wrong sex and the wrong color.
Well, and remember that Barack Obama had a similar, he had that electricity of the message, but what he was doing is he was talking about America and putting America first. Now, what he did and what he talked about were two different things, but what he did is he got you to buy into it. Beto O'Rourke is just straight up progressive far left.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you think about the 737?
The what?
The 737.
Oh, what do you think about it? We've grounded them now in U.S. and Canada.
Yeah, I think it's kind of crazy that Boeing didn't put in the manual that they had this system on there. This has happened before. It happened with the A320 when it first came out, and it's when it's on autopilot, it's flown by computers. But sometimes people understand the computer. I mean, the plane's going to do what the computer tells it unless you disconnect the computer.
Do you think that? The amount of training hours outside the United States is a lot lower than ours. I think I was at 1,500 on a new aircraft where the co-pilot in the crash that just happened only had 200 hours and flight time or studying on it for that particular plane. Do you think that's part of what the problem is?
I think that could be part of the problem, but the thing is, even if the co-pilot was that inexperienced, as soon as something like this starts happening, the other pilot, the captain, he's going to take over. If it's happening to the captain and the co-pilot, somebody should know, turn off the autopilot.
Yeah.
That's the thing you've got to know to do. You can't fight the autopilot.
I know someone who is a F-35 instructor for the simulators, and she has told me that the simulator is so accurate that you will detect software problems in the aircraft because of the simulator, and that they go through incredible notes to say if there's anything, any pattern that's showing up here for the aircraft that they need to know about. And there was a problem at the very beginning of the 35.
Oh, well, yeah, I think all this fly-by-wire, it's prone to have problems. When I first checked out on the A320, I was coming off of steam gauge airplanes, DC-9, the 727, which was, it had an autopilot, but it wasn't fly-by-wire. It had a cable going out through you actually flew the airplane.
Right.
And then you go to something like the A320, and they really discourage you from hand-flying airplane. The plane was designed to be flown by a computer, and you're just supposed to kind of monitor it and make sure it doesn't screw up. Yep. But anyway, on my very first trip coming off of training, I had... in the airplane, I had less than 50 hours of actual flying. I had maybe another 40 or so in the simulator. Maybe not even that much. Probably 20 hours in the simulator, and then another maybe 50 or 60 in the real airplane, and then I was turned loose by myself. And we were going from on this very first trip, one leg was Seattle to L.A. at night. We're cruising along, happy, beautiful, clear night, 35,000 feet. We could see L.A. way off in the distance, 200 miles out. And all of a sudden, the computers just kicked offline. So now I'm starting to think, wait a minute now. I haven't hand-flown this thing enough. I don't know if we can get down or not.
No.
We're so used to letting the computer do everything, and that's what they want you to do. And then, of course, we thought through it for a few seconds, and we said, okay, just kick everything off and just fly it like a real airplane. And that's what you've got to, kind of revert back to what you've been doing all your life. And when you first learned to fly a Cessna 150 or whatever, you got to go back to those things and fly it just like it's a regular airplane. I have a feeling they're going to find out that these guys over in Ethiopia or wherever it was never turned the autopilot off. It's too late.
Yeah, they've already kind of established that that's what happened. And the other thing that the FAA and the National Safety Transportation Board said, if this was an American aircraft, we would have had those black box is red by now and know exactly what is wrong.
Well, yeah, I don't know. That probably is true. I mean, you got to realize where they are. They're in fourth world territory over there.
Giving third world a good name.
And, you know, there's probably a lot of think there isn't politics involved. You know, they may want to cover something up or whatever. You know, who knows? But they'll get it fixed, and just like they do with all this stuff, it's probably just, you know, Boeing should have emphasized, if some of these things happen, turn the autopilot off and fly the airplane.
Yeah. Cooper, I appreciate the storytelling and the information, my friend.
Okay.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Newstone 93.1, Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
In all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave, do you know why we're getting applications from jugglers and tightrope walkers?
I just posted on a national job site that this job can be a balancing act and you'll have to juggle many tasks.
But the job is for head of accounting. Some of the applicants include lion tamers.
Have you met the guys in accounting? They're animals.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Since I was here on the street, I was passing my time away.
272-9228.
Buildings towering to the sky, it's out of sight in the dead of night.
Guys, I'm going to have to run an errand at the top of our break, and I'm going to hand the show over to Joey for a little bit, so be patient with us. Let's keep on with Newt Gingrich on Beta and the way he feels about Kamala Harris.
The other component to that race was the fact that Ted Cruz only had 40 million. He had 80, but nonetheless. So, but what about his three terms in the House of Representatives? We had Leader McCarthy on talking to Brian a little while ago. He didn't remember him ever getting anything done.
Well, look, I think that Lincoln only had one term in the House and lost the Senate race and ended up as an amazing president. Maybe that'll happen to Beto O'Rourke. But I somehow doubt it. I love the line, I think it's in the Vanity Fair piece, where he says, I was born
to do this.
I thought, there's a certain ego illusion here that the planet had that magic moment and Beto O'Rourke showed up
to
save
us. Well, they probably all have to have a little bit of that ego in order to run for president of the United States. But I've never
heard any candidate.
Other people talk about that.
Say I was born. Even Obama and Trump, who are fairly strong egos, uh-huh. I've never heard either one of them go, I was born to do this.
What's your prediction of the Democratic Party, though? Are they going to vote for someone like him, or are they going to vote for someone like Joe Biden?
I'm unequivocal. I'm for Kamala Harris.
Why?
African American woman, largest state in the country. Has a great story. I think she's a very effective campaigner, and I just think she'll end up being the nominee.
Well, that's interesting. I know you don't agree with this, but you know that she is getting rid of private insurance. You know that she wants to.
Oh, I didn't say she'd win a general election. Where issues
but you
matter.
Just think she's going to emerge.
I think in a Democratic
primary. You're not saying you'd vote for her.
No, in a Democratic primary, there's nothing nutty enough to disqualify you.
I'm Emmanuel among Democrats who are concerned about it.
Yeah.
They see the same thing.
Rahm is the guy who masterminded their 2006 national victory in the House. And Rahm understood you'd better be a broad enough party mm-hmm. that you can represent a whole country. Right. I don't think some of these people quite get that.
And Kamala Harris is going to be interesting to see how she flows into this. Because what she does is she says the things that progressive far left really likes. But then when you confront her about it, she's kind of like, well, why shouldn't we have Medicare for all?
Mm-hmm.
And just that's her answer. And she's kind of saying, well, you know, tell me why we shouldn't have it type thing. And somebody's going to nail her in the press and say, because it's too expensive. The numbers on it are just way too much, and it isn't going
to
work.
Well, and I'm with Gingrich on this. If I had to put down money and bet on who would emerge, it would be Kamala Harris. People I like that are running, I disagree with her, but I like Tulsi Gabbard. I'm interested in this guy named Andy Yang. He's been a successful businessman, and he's qualified, and he's running. And I've seen him in a lot of different interviews, different forums. I like the guy. I don't always agree with his politics. So.
Yeah, I actually had a cut of him that I was going to bring in, but I didn't have time to cut it.
I don't know if I told you, because his thing is the universal basic income, $1,000 a month. People now, with your Facebook Messenger, you can request money for people. I've gotten paid that way. I've sent people money that way. So people are going to Andrew Yang's Facebook page and requesting $1,000.
Well, and he in this piece that he did, and maybe I can scrape it up, he used Milton Friedman as the reference there. But what Milton Friedman was talking about and what he's talking about are two completely different things. He's saying, here's the money. You go spend it how you want to on the things that government has been supplying you.